Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
And you are listening to Triple J with Ben, Liam and Ellie from Dubbo this morning. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Look, so great to have you in. You did a massive thing for us over the last week. We found out about this huge thing happening in Wellington, New South Wales, a cobloaf festival. As someone who has spent a lot of time around them in the last couple of weeks, could you give us your best definition of a cobloaf, what it is?
Oh, just a bit of bread full of goodness, I suppose.
And you've summed it up spot perfectly. On. Really, that's what it is. It's hollowed out, round piece of bread, full of dip. Sometimes you get weird yellow ones that are a bit warm with corn. Not the way we like to do things here. I happen to have a somewhat controversial belief that all cob dip should be served cold, fresh and cheeseless.
Yeah.
Perhaps with water chestnuts and mayonnaise, a recipe passed down from my mother from generation to generation.
And we've not yet met someone who doesn't like a good cob loaf. And we found it fascinating that, you know, Wellington was the town that was going to hold the first ever cobloaf festival, hopefully annually as well.
So what was it like yesterday? Did Wellington come alive at this event?
Oh, it was fantastic. Really, really good. We had about 200 people came down to the park.
Yeah, nice.
And, you know, with cobloafs in hands, we had about 25 cobloafs entered.
Nice.
Yeah, and amazing. Like, there was such a range. We had hot ones, cold ones, dessert ones. Yeah, just fantastic.
It's good as well because you don't want to flood it with like hundreds of cob loaves because you're on the judging panel as well. So you don't want to be overwhelmed with too much cob. 25 is a good number, I think.
Yeah, I'm assuming you have to clear the palate before each one as well. And you also obviously were on the judging panel, as Ben mentioned. So you had to bring one of your mates, Ben, along. And whilst he was there, he not only let the judging panel nibble down on mum's cob, but also gave it to a few punters as well. And this is what they thought about it.
It's different. It's nice, but it's different.
It's lush.
Yeah, lush.
It's actually a lot better than I was expecting because I'm not a water chestnut fan.
We're on our way from Sydney to Melbourne, but we knew about the Cob Fest because we'd heard about it on Triple J, so we decided to come along.
Can you tell me what you think of Leanne Stapleton's cob loaf?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I really like the crunchiness of the water chestnut. It just gives it that extra dimension.
To be honest, it was a little bit cold. You might want to heat it up a little bit.
Take a bite and tell us what you think.
Got beetroot, cheese, yogurt, and some green stuff.
Look, it contains basically none of the things that you've just listed. It has no cheese, has water chestnuts, sour cream, and French onion soup mix.
Yogurt and sour cream is the same thing, right?
Is that a recipe or is that a throw together of everything in the pantry?
It's very good.
Is it the best one you've had all day?
No.
I can understand why he cooked it up so much during the week, because that is quite spectacular.
And what taste are you getting in there, Andrew?
I think it's that coldness, which is good. So it's a cold cob loaf and quite crunchy. So, very, very nice.
What would we rate it, guys?
Presentation, obviously, very good. I'd say presentation out of 3, 2.7.
What, 7
and yep.
Taste?
Oh, taste out of 7, 6.7.
Yeah, that's 6.7. One of our highest scores tonight, folks.
You tell your mum it was a really good recipe, but maybe you need to tune up. I'm totally joking. It was awesome.
I got received really well.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that reception, Ellie. And thank you so much for going around and giving everyone the pleasure of trying Leanne Stapleton's cob as well. You painstakingly recreated the recipe from scratch. I got a call last night, Ellie, from a very nervous mum. Just going, have the results come in yet? Do we know? Like, what do people think? What's happening here? And we can honestly say that we don't know yet. We did discover yesterday that you're also on the judging panel for the festival.
yeah.
Because Wellington is quite a small town. So I don't know how rigged this is considering you were one of the 25 competitors. But Ellie,
the time has come. We've talked this up now long enough. I'm going to give a drum roll and we're going to find out if Leanne Stapleton's cob loaf has taken it out.
Is it the best cob in Australia?
It's not.
Oh, really?
No.
Did it place? Did it get up in the second or third?
Oh, look, it did really well. I'd say by default you guys didn't win just because I couldn't submit a vote.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. What, just tell me. A warm cob didn't win because I don't think I could live with myself if some warm, corny cheese pot won.
not only was it warm, it was a vegetarian.
Okay. Oh,
that's a loss for everyone as far as I'm concerned.
And so who did that one?
So that one went to Noosa Holmes of Wellington. She did the hot spicy vegetarian and it was beautiful.
Oh, well, well done. I mean, I don't want to be a sore loser. The best cob on the day won.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Was there any, like, was there more than one award or was that it?
There was a People's Choice.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cool. Did we get that one?
Oh, we did. No, not you guys.
What do you mean?
I did. I took out that one.
Oh, hey,
how many cobs did you submit out of the 25? Is this whole thing rigged? Are you the only contender and judge just running this whole festival?
No. So I entered two. So I made the one for you guys, and I also submitted a chocolate cob loaf.
And you won the People's Choice.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I don't know if I sense some bias here. Did you vote in that one or did you not vote in that?
No, I didn't get to vote in that one. So that one went off the cheer factor.
Oh, so what was in that one?
So that one had, it was a double choc chip base, Nutella, lollies, marshmallows, crunchy and caramel drizzled on top.
Okay, look, that does sound pretty unreal. Well, either way, Ellie, thank you so much for all of your work. We did our best. I'll let you call Mum and break the news that your side cob that you flung together took out her 100-year-old recipe. But thank you so much for all of your help. You've been great.
That's okay, and hopefully you guys can make it next year.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.